Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we got another virgin. We got Giselle Bryant.
Yeah, I'm a virgin. Be nice to me.
Yeah, she's a Lip Service virgin, but I know you can handle it because I see how well you handle yourselves on Real Housewives of Potomac. So you got this.
Thank you.
But there's so much for you to talk about right now. You know, there's a lot of things that are great the second time around.
Yes. Angela, when I did Breakfast Club, I think the first time, we talked about, like, would you ever go back, and could you consider yourself forgiving him? And I was like, no. And here we are. All is well. Right.
What did he do? I want to jump right into it. What did he do to get you back in his good graces? And I'm going to keep it real. There's a lot of guys who need this advice, right? A lot of guys hit me up like, yo, I'm trying to get my girl back. I'm trying to get my wife back. I messed up. So what did he do?
You know, he and I have been the best of friends as it relates to our children since we got divorced. I mean, of course, when we first got divorced, it was like rough and mean and nasty. But as time went by, we've always had a great friendship. And I think that held us together. And then, you know, he started saying sweet nothings to me and talking about futuristic things, meaning I'm about to turn 50, if y'all can believe it or not. And so he would always be like 3 years ago, he was like, so what we doing on your 50th birthday? What do you want for your birthday gifts 3 years from now? So things like that always let me know that, you know, clearly he wants to see us back together. And he just kept being consistent. Guys need to realize consistency is key.
Yeah, like, and patience.
Yes, yes. If you want that prize at the end of the rainbow, you got to be consistent. You got to keep knocking at that door at the same time every day without fail. Right.
Now, did you ever bring up to him like old issues or anything like that? Or did you just let it all go once the divorce happened?
Yes, of course. We had to lay all the cards on the table and talk about everything, because I'm not the kind of girl that wants to hear things from other people in the street. Right. Like, I want to hear it, so don't put me in a position that I'm hearing stuff in the street.
Gigi, so, you taking notes?
All right.
What'd you say?
He can keep his raccoons. I'm fine.
She
I'm
thinks fine. That Gigi's going to go back to her ex boyfriend.
I am not going back. Last go around, I'm done.
No, you don't. You never say never is what I'm saying. At the end of the day, he probably knows you better than any other man that you have been encounters with, right?
He also knows his raccoons very well, so he can keep them because they carry diseases. Hey, the bitches that like to go through my trash every time I throw his ass away, okay?
He's like, okay, you're not there yet.
But you know what? You need to, what I think helped us is he moved on, had other relationships. I had plenty of other relationships. Like, no, neither one of us was sitting around pining for the other one. It just happened that it worked when the timing was right.
I hated your last boyfriend. I'm sorry. Like, not personally, but like to put y'all up next to each other. I just feel like you're beautiful. And I know everything's not about looks, but I'm like, this guy don't deserve her just off of look. I know.
But it wasn't just that. He wasn't showing up.
Before I even got to the show up part, I just seen the picture of them. And I was like, Giselle, you are beautiful.
Stop it. Stop it. That looks is not about that.
It's not. But she's so pretty. She isn't, you know, to me. So.
Like him either. That's why he's gone. Okay.
Good. So Giselle, let me ask you this. Did you have to put all your cards on the table of like everything that you did, who you've been involved with, and were you ever in love with anybody like you were in love with him? Because I know he doesn't think you could have been happy without him.
I thought at the time that I was with another dude that I was, but in reality, no. Like, there's nobody that I know more than that man, than Jamal. He's actually here right now. He's on another Zoom. So if you hear this booming voice, it's him. he knows me better than anybody. I know him better than anybody. So that right there cancels out everybody else and how I might have felt. Now, I could have been in love with other things about other guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, certain things and certain guys you really like. But overall picture, nah. No, nobody else.
Other than being really persistent, were there certain changes that you saw with Jamal that you were like, oh my God, he's really a different man?
Absolutely. Like, I saw maturity. Like, anytime a guy is wild, you know, a guy in his 20s, because that's when we met, and he's doing things that you don't appreciate, raccoons, he's doing raccoon things. Then I didn't see that anymore. Like, I saw growth, I saw maturity, I saw a man as opposed to a boy.
How does your girls feel about you guys as parents being back together and back in the home? And everything?
At first they were like,
they were more excited than you are.
Right. At first they were like, what? Like, daddy lives here, mommy lives here, and we enjoy both separate places. But now that we've spent so much time together as a family unit, they get it. And they see our love for each other, so they understand.
Yeah.
What did they have to say when they looked back at the episode? Because I also seen you talking to Andy, and he basically said that throughout this season that it's not going to get any better, their love for you being back with their father. So how was it for them seeing themselves on the TV like this when y'all was like talking on the phone and stuff?
See, my kids are shady, real shady.
Where they get that from, Giselle? Where they get that from?
Okay.
Get honest. They dad is shady. They are very outspoken, which I do appreciate. So, and they give me a hard time. So you have to understand, filming is like in a capsule. We filmed for like 3-4 months. So they were feeling that feeling within those months. And that's fine. You know, I'm always going to give them the room to feel whatever it is that you need to feel. Because this is a journey. This is not a race.
Did that hurt his feelings to see them like, why are they back? You know, this is weird. Did that hurt him?
And I don't necessarily hurt him. He gets it. He understands. I mean, we're the adults here. We get it. We have never, our parents were together. Both of our parents were together while we were growing up. So we don't understand the whole divorce thing. My parents didn't get divorced until they were married for 35 years.
Oh, wow.
So the whole divorce thing is something that we have to like lean on them to share their feelings and to understand through them. But he gets it. I mean, my girls are very vocal. They share all their feelings.
Which is a good thing, by the way.
Great thing.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It is.
Yes.
One of y'all is amazing.
See, I'm a
mother. And they trust you to talk to you.
That's true.
That's what I was about to say. I'm a mother, and I went through a period of point in time with my daughter when she was around middle school age where she fucking hated me. Like, I was the worst person ever, and we didn't agree on a lot of things, and our communication was off. But once we got past that hump and things got better, I feel like the fact that she was able to communicate her feelings with me was such more, you know, a greater thing than her being like, bitch, don't talk to me. I don't like you right now. You know,
no,
like, I think that we got over that hump and now she feels like she can come to me and tell me anything. As a mother, I just feel like that's amazing because you want to be able to open that line of communication with your children, especially girls.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I joke with them because they give me a hard time, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, I don't want to be the parent that doesn't know what's going on talking to me because you feel like you can't talk to me. Mm-hmm. No, that's you're right. Like, you need to have those open lines of communication.
Yeah.
So what was that reunion, getting back together, first night back in the bed like?
Here we go.
I'll see.
I mean, you had that WAP.
WAP.
Is it like riding a bike? A ride? I mean,
you pick it right back up. Like, back
come on,
like
first lady. Everything's all good.
Did anything change though? No techniques changed.
Better?
Nothing was different.
Who taught you that?
Y'all ain't right. Okay. Older. It changes, of course. Like, you know, if you have been with somebody for 20 some years, clearly we're going to need to evolve with the times.
Right.
So there was an evolution.
Yes.
Evolution. I just could only imagine.
Just as good as you remembered it. Either I know way. He was like, touchdown. I'm back in the game, baby.
So, but that means y'all out here sinning, though, because you...
No. Because in the eyes of the Lord, we were married. So we still married.
Okay.
So, thank you.
I like that. I like how you put that. Now, one thing I would say from watching from season to season that I thought was kind of funny with the ladies, I felt like they single shamed you a lot. You know what I mean? Do you think that there is anything wrong with being a single woman and dating? Because they made it seem like it was like the worst thing ever.
Right. No. And we need to stop doing that. Like, there's nothing wrong with me being single or any woman being single. What's wrong with I'm picky? What's wrong with I'm not just trying to be with any man that rolls up on me? No. I want to make sure that whoever I'm with is who I really want to be with. So if that means that I've got to say no to a couple people to get to that guy, then you shouldn't, as a girlfriend, you shouldn't be treating me like, I don't know how to get a man. I don't know how to hold down a relationship. Something's wrong with me. No. I'm miserable. Like, that's not cool. We need to stop doing that to each other.
Angela does that to me all the time.
But that's the problem.
Right.
You have to date and you have to test the waters to find out what it is you like and who you really want to be with. Like, you
can't I always tell people,
right there. You got to date and you got to go fishing and you got to figure it out.
Yes.
I'd rather be alone than in a relationship and miserable, because I think there's a lot of people who will be in a relationship just for the sake of saying that they're in one and they're miserable. And sometimes you could be way lonelier in a relationship than if you're single. Like, you feel so lonely when you're sleeping in the bed next to somebody, or they're not even sleeping in the bed with you, and you feel like you're all alone. That's the worst feeling, I think, than really being alone.
Like Karen, and then you got to go and step out. What? Isn't that what...
True.
Karen was separated for a while from her husband, but I felt like each and every time, well, she lied about it kind of, but she still was shaming you about not having a husband. So that's what confused me in like the whole thing. Because it was very like, well, I have a husband and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, she's trying to keep up appearances.
Right. It didn't matter if you're happy or not. It was just like, I have a husband, period. Like,
it hurt my heart when he wouldn't even say nothing to her. She was like, I just want to hear those three words.
Right.
And like,
if a man is with me and he can't even say I love you, and I'm prompting him to say it and he still can't say it,
and the cameras are rolling,
you're like
at least for the cameras.
No. And you need to leave because he's miserable too. You're not the only one miserable in a relationship. He's miserable too.
Right. Now,
well, we see a lot of people patching up relationships too, like your good friend Robin and Juan.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to ask you this because they try to act like it was shady, like something was about to happen when you went to go meet with Juan. And then I started thinking, because I didn't never think that. Like, I think it was quite clear what was about to go down. He was going to talk to you about proposing. Have you ever had a friend that you didn't trust around your man?
Yes. No. I've had girlfriends, yeah, and I don't trust them around me. Absolutely. Y'all all have. Come on now.
That's why I was asking you.
Oh, yeah. Like, and to the point where, let's say we're all out to dinner and she goes to the bathroom. I'm going too, because I don't want to be at the table with her dude and he gets slick and say something out of his mouth to me.
Right.
Because that then, I'm kind of, it makes me feel like, do I tell her? Am I a good enough friend to tell her that her man is over here talking crazy? You know, it just... Men don't understand how horrible that of a position that puts us in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. they just think it's cute because they're trying to see whether they can shoot their shot. No, it's not cute. Like, to this day, I got three girlfriends I can run down right now. I haven't told them, but every single one of their dudes, like, came at me sideways. And they're married. Like, so it's... Wow. I hate it.
That's a hard one because that could break up a marriage.
And, yes.
But then at the same time, it's hard to not tell your friend that.
Right. So I've, out of all of the girlfriends that I have, how did we get on this subject? I've only told one that I knew her husband was stepping out because like the whole town.
Right.
And I was like, look, I don't care what you do with this information, but this is the girl he's sleeping with. This is what it is. And everybody knows. You don't know.
Backfire or advice?
She took it. And she and I are still friends. They're still together.
Wow.
He denied it, of course, but she knows. That's like, right. She knows he's lying. So it's fine.
So he can't stand you.
I was about to say, so now he hates you? Or she didn't tell him her source?
I don't know. I told her, I don't want to discuss this again, ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I hate you. That's not your friend,
right?
I'll tell again. Like, so what about the other women? Do you feel like you kind of like push yourself away from being friends with them? Not necessarily because you don't want to be friends with them, but because you don't want their husband to ever, you know, overstep their boundaries again.
No, we're still totally cool. Everything. I just act like, you know, I'm real good about acting like I don't know what's happening. Like I can act like Betty Boo. Right. Like, what's happening here? Like, is this really happening? So I played it like that just because I think it's unfair for the guy then to come in between my friendship with my girlfriend. Like, girlfriends are hard to find. So I don't want him to destroy my relationship with my girlfriend. So, no, I've remained friends.
Actually, yeah, if that happens, please tell me, okay?
Yeah, I've told Angela stuff before. Angela's told me stuff before, but she's mad at me if I say something back.
What?
Like how I just was saying, like, I don't care if the guy don't like me, whatever, whatever. We've talked about this numerous times. You feel like I shouldn't tell the guy, like, oh, well, this person told me that you were doing X, Y, Z. It should more so.
But I don't think it should matter who told you. That's what I, if somebody specifically says, don't tell him I told you, but here's the information. And then now he's mad at the person. I don't think that even matters if it's true or if it's true, it's true. He's going to deny it anyway. You know? Right.
To me,
and then he's like, I'm going to spit on her. When I see her, I'm going to slap her. And then for what?
I don't feel like there's anything wrong with saying who told it. Like, with me personally, I'll be like, fuck it. Just say I said it. You know what I mean? Because at a point in time, it's going to come to the forefront of who said it anyway. So we might as well just get it out. And I'm the type of person to be like, yeah, I said it. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I guess it just like depends on the person, your friend, or whatever the case, like what you can do moving forward. That's why you told one friend and the other one you didn't, because you knew how she would take that news, I feel.
Right. Because I had people who would be like, don't tell anybody I told you this.
But you don't think that's weird?
No, because they want to stay out of it. And it also could be a situation.
If you want to stay out of it, you want to shut the hell up.
But they want you to know. You know what I'm saying? But they don't. I had a situation where this guy told me about my friend's husband was cheating on her, but he worked for somebody and he would have lost his job. So I'm not going to tell on you because of that. Different. Like, I don't want you to lose your job. So I take into consideration other people's, like, they might have to do business with somebody. You don't want to make them feel awkward. So give somebody the information. You know, we're very good at not saying where we got something from, but telling you we know something and you have no idea how we found out. Did she go through my phone? Did she go through my messages? Did she see something? And we're really good at framing things so you don't know where we heard it from. And then next thing you know, you tell us more than we knew in the first place.
I think it depends on the circumstance. Like, you got to weigh all the pros and cons.
Well, how did you find out about Jamal when that first happened last go around?
I think somebody told me. Yeah, mm-hmm. Somebody told, like, word on the street.
Right. Yeah. And you believed them at first, or you were like, no?
I can't remember, but that when I asked him, he told me. He was honest. Oh,
okay.
That's rare.
Rare.
That's some type of picture evidence.
Prior to finding out from, you know, word on the street, were you ever suspicious that he had anything going on? Did you ever
talk
to him, or there was no type of intuition that was telling you something ain't right? So you were blindsided by the fact when it came through from word on the street.
Yeah. And it could have been, you know, at the time I was having baby after baby after baby. Like I had a lot of kids. I was, you know, in mommy mode. You know, I wasn't even, you know how sometimes you get these spidey senses? My senses were in the trash can. Like I wasn't even in that frame of mind to even think something might be happening. So no, not at all.
Your senses was like, my kids is hungry. Let me go feed my kid. Like it wasn't about no
woman. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. So yeah. I think that's how guys get away with stuff too. It's like once you get really busy and you can't really focus on them, it's like so easy for them to like slide and do something when you're not really, you know, looking for that or paying attention to that.
Yeah. And no excuses for the behavior, but like I wasn't paying attention to him. Like I was overwhelmed with children. I had three kids under three.
So, yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, it was babies. I mean, it was Pampers and milk.
That's I'm overwhelmed it. Hearing about it, child. Like,
I need a nap right now.
Right.
With all that being said, what do you think about Ashley and her situation? Because I saw the previews for some upcoming episodes, and I guess he was propositioning women in the club, offering to pay for sex or something like that.
Was it just women?
It was just women.
No.
On this season, it was just women. And he, yes, we took I don't want to give it away, but we were all out of town. And that information came to Ashley. And yeah, that's a mess. I mean, Michael is like relentless. It don't ever stop with him. So I just have to pray for her. Their relationship is always the one that we're like, clearly they're getting divorced. Like in any second now, they're going to get divorced.
And they come along together. It's unbelievable to me because I would have thought like, all right, maybe one time I get it. Like, maybe somebody's just, but like seven times at this point, it's like, dude did something. I don't know which one of them things he did.
Grab the guy's butt that works on production on the show.
At this point. It's like, and then he tried to lie. See, this is what I didn't like. How he was like, that's not what you heard. Like, who are you talking to? I was right there.
The microphone. What do you mean?
That was a mess. But let me tell you, by the time the season is over, Michael is going to prove himself to be what y'all think he is 10 times over. Like he's going to, it's a whole lot with Michael. So
I can't wait.
I can't wait today.
Like, cause I was watching the first couple episodes and I was like, you know, things on this show are very like chill, calm. But then I seen the previews of what's to come. And I was like,
we started out and they hit us over our head with the crazy, you already know.
What do you feel about Monique? Because I also seen something recently where Karen was trying to say that you had some kind of jealousy, which watching from outside looking in, I don't see the jealousy. I can see, if anything, I can see competition, and I'm going to tell you why. I feel like in this show, off top from when it started, you were the star of the show. Like, it just is what it is. Yeah. And I feel like now she's come along and she's gotten a lot of, you know, fans or friends, and now they're kind of like pinning you two against each other. Can you tell me what you think it is?
That has been her number one thing. Oh gosh, Giselle's jealous of me. Giselle, jealous of what? I don't even get it. And I don't even live my life like that. Like, I love my life. I think my life is great. So I don't understand that. However, you're absolutely correct. Her fans are like, you know, we're coming to tear Giselle down. Giselle needs to get out of here. She needs to leave the show. And like, that's not even productive. Like, my lane is my lane. Your lane is your lane. We can all rock our lanes. Like, we shouldn't be in competition. We should just be here killing our lanes. Like, I don't even like that whole, let's tear each other down so that makes you look bigger and better. No, it makes you look like you tearing people down. So, I don't like it at all. You know, people, she'll go on Twitter and she'll go hard in the paint, just terrorizing not only me, Robin, Candace, everybody. And it's like, does that make you look better? Because you're tearing people down? No, it makes you look crazy, actually.
Do you think she's cheating on her husband?
That's the word in the street.
That's the word is on the street.
The baby ain't even not a baby no more yet.
We'll see that play out, but that was a rumor actually 2 years ago, and we didn't even talk about it last season, but it came up this season
She didn't want to talk about it.
No.
Right. Right. But it came up this season, so we talked about it. But, you know, I don't know. If I had to come back home to that big dude, I don't know.
Big guy.
Big boy. I'm not cheating. Does that, have you ever cheated on anybody?
Not my husband, no. Like when I was out.
Okay, what about anybody else?
How that answer came.
I'm sorry. Yes, 100%. But I decided one time, a single girl can do what she wants. Once I got married, I was like, absolutely not. I'm going to live up to my vows.
Did you get caught cheating?
Yeah.
How?
What happened, girl?
One dude, like, this is really bad. I can't believe I'm telling y'all this. This was college days. So does this really count in college?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you're supposed to cheat. Get it out your system.
Mm-hmm. Perfect time.
Like, the
you
dude.
You do it. That's when you do it.
Morning, and went and told my boyfriend. Like, that day. What? Like, I would give a sister a week. Like, what?
Wow.
I was so undone. And I there was nothing I could say. Because he knew I wasn't with him the night before. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't come back. He had an apartment, and I didn't come back to the apartment. So, yeah, that was pretty bad.
And was that Hampton?
I was like, I'm sorry. What do you mean? I didn't mean it. Like,
I didn't mean it.
Because, let me tell y'all, and y'all can understand this, it wasn't good. So,
what a waste of words.
That's a waste of a body.
I would have been so mad.
Not even worth it.
It was a disaster.
No, so it probably made you never want to cheat again,
right?
Huh?
It probably made you never want to cheat again. Like, fuck it, it's not even worth the shit.
I'm not gonna say that, but I'm gonna say, I was like, all of this, like, I was me and this guy were together for like 2 years, and we had like a relationship. I don't even know what I was thinking, y'all. I just,
yeah. How did he bag you? How did the other guy bag you for the night? What did he even do?
I don't even really know. I kind of like succumbed to the pressure. Like, I think I had one too many drinks. So I was like, all right, you know.
You just got it in 2 years.
And this conversation is not doing me any favors, okay?
Did you ever go back again? Because you know sometimes that one time you do it, it's not good, but then you go back the second time and it's much better.
No, you know? Never went back. Because I don't have no respect for him.
Like, yeah, he has got to tell.
No respect. He gets nothing.
Yeah, you blew up my life.
Yeah. What did he say
when I helped out anything?
Did he say it was good at least?
Did he say he was good?
No, did he say it was good? Like, at least did he tell your boyfriend, like, yo, we had a great time?
No, he just wanted to be able to tell my boyfriend that he was with me. That was
think he had a personal vendetta against the boyfriend.
Right.
Yes. Who knows?
So how would you feel if it was somebody that you really was like in love with and they said sex with you was a decent time?
That's never happened, and that will never happen.
Hey!
Do you feel like that's disrespectful for somebody to say sex is a decent time?
Hell yes, that's disrespectful. I mean, I need for him to be looking at me like, you're the best thing I'd ever had, okay? I mean, you know, decent? What is decent? It's like...
Mediocre.
Yes, okay. So you think that Candace should apologize to her husband for saying it was a decent time to have sex with him?
Absolutely. Like, that you grounds for, you need to go sleep on the couch for a couple of days. Like, that's not even cool. No. And that's your husband. Cameras are rolling. Like, if anything, let's prop this man up. Like, even if it is decent, like, let's tell the world that he is, like, knocking your back out. That's what we need to say.
I think you should lie for your boyfriend. You should lie for your boyfriend or husband if he doesn't do really good in the bed, or else it's just going to make you look bad because it's like you're the one stuck with the whack dick. So it's like...
as Gigi would tell you, you don't want other girls to want him.
Oh, so you say he's just decent because you think other girls... No, I don't think that's...
Oh, no, that's Stephanie. That's Stephanie that always says that. Yeah. She would never tell you that her man is good because she don't want nobody else to want him.
Right, I didn't.
You can't be like he's amazing.
Okay. I mean, it's your husband. If it's like your real dude, you shouldn't really be telling people what's going on with y'all.
I agree with that.
Right.
Don't talk about your sex life with your real husband.
Right.
Giselle, are you more gentle or rough in the bed?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Combo.
Depends
okay, on the so
yes,
Giselle is a Virgo, y'all. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Now that makes Virgo. More sense. I didn't even realize yeah. that.
Who's a Virgo?
You're not no, Virgo?
I dated Virgo.
That's what I'm saying. You're a Virgo. So, yeah, I know how you
I've Virgo dated two her. Virgos in my life. And
what does that mean? What do Virgos do?
Virgos are nasty. They like Virgos right are, under Scorpio would be Virgo. Like
Virgos are the freaking the sheets and lady in the street was a person, it's a Virgo. Was a sign, it's a Virgo.
One like if Giselle did all kind of threesomes and shit, I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest. But you won't tell, y'all don't tell though. That's
no, they don't. Classy first lady, very loyal to their relationship and nasty behind closed doors, do all the nasty shit, but just won't talk about it. That's a Virgo woman. One of my very best friends is a Virgo and she's married. So right. I know all her dirt.
I take it as a compliment. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Was it difficult for you being first lady? Because I do feel like, I don't like, you could throw the shade and stuff like that. I feel like that's some church stuff that happens. They be throwing the shade. But like, I also feel like when I think of first lady, for some reason, I always think of like an older lady with the hat, with the net, you know, like, I just don't see that with you. So like, is it a lot of pressure for that?
It's a lot of pressure to be perfect. Like once you hit that church, it's like, you know, no nail chips, no hair out of place, dressed to the nines. Like that's the expectation that your members want to see. So there's that. But I would never, I mean, I've gotten, you know, yelled at by members of the church, but I would never be shady with them, never treat them, roll my eyes or, you know, treat them crazy, even though I had right to, but I would never do that because that's just like not the place of a first lady right. at all.
You like turn it off when it goes into the church, but then when somebody try you on the street, you about to read them to Phil. Oh,
okay. Yes.
So is Jamal going to be on the show now?
We'll see him. Yes, we'll see him next episode.
Ooh, okay. That's soon.
So what's going to be different this time around? Like, did y'all set any type of new guidelines and rules for the relationship?
We're going to be totally honest and open the doors of communication. Y'all know communication is key with any relationship. So like that has to be on point. And if any one of us feel like it's not, or we feel like anything from the past is creeping back up, like immediately we got to check each other.
Has anybody like any of your old flings reached out once they found out you were back with Jamal and like tried to shoot their shot again or like said anything?
No, I've been wondering, like, what's going on? Like, no.
They're respecting your space, girl.
They are. Which
they don't have a chance.
Yeah, because it's not like this is a new boyfriend. This is your husband returning. Then you're returning back to where you should be and, you know, under the eyes of God and everyone who witnessed you say your vows. So, and your children. So it's like, you know, any old boyfriend or any relationship or situation cannot compare to that. Like you just.
Yes. Yes. And at some point. Yes. At some point, guys have to be respectful, like enough already. But we all know guys be doing all kinds of dirt. But, yes. You know, respectful of this.
Right. Now, when it comes to like the second go round, as far as like when it's time to get married. So I know how you feel about the ring. You said it should be double the size.
Great.
I thought that was, I couldn't have said it better myself. Now, yeah. What about the wedding though? Would you plan to have another big wedding or, you know, it's going to be.
That's a good one.
Would you do a special on TV for it?
Jesus.
Let's say.
I don't know. That's a very good question. I think I would want it to be people who love us, period. But that's a lot of people. So, but I want it to be intimate. So I don't know. I would need to think about that. I will keep y'all posted on that.
That all right, now I know invitation.
We'll be there. And every you. Now I have one more question. I know you have to get out of here, but I wanted to ask you, since everybody's talking about this Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion song, WAP, and I saw CeeLo just did an interview, right? Where he was talking about the song also. He said a lot of music today is very unfortunate and disappointing on a personal and moral level. There was a time when we were savvy enough to code certain things we could express to those it was meant for with the style of language we use. But now music is shameless. It is sheer savagery. And then he also name drops Cardi and Megan. And he says, attention is also a drug and competition is around. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, they are all more or less doing similar salacious gesturing to kind of get into position. And he said, that all comes at what cost? I wanted to know what your thoughts were on Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion song, since everybody's talking about it right now. And you're a woman of the church.
A couple things. One, you know, I'm a little older, so my perspective comes from a mom. You know, I have teenage daughters and they listen to all that kind of music all the time. I, with all due respect to Cardi and Meg, I think Cardi, I have loved watching Cardi B's journey. Like, we, you know, she went from the stripper pole to Love & Hip Hop to a big time rapper to movies. Like, I'm like her biggest fan. I feel like she has stayed true to herself. And Meg, the same thing, smart girl, all that. But I would love for it to have been a bop that I could listen to with my girls. Like, I can't listen to that with my kids. Like, it's pretty raunchy. Is that the word? Raunchy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like, no, I can't listen to that with my girls. So then there's the other side to that. Like, so Meg just did that song with Beyonce. Like, we'd be bouncing around all over town. So it's just that was the only disappointing point. As far as your artistry and your creativity, do you, and be as clean as you want and as raunchy as you want. But for me, I would like to have seen it a little cleaner. That's all.
Can you think of songs that you used to listen to growing up that later on you were like, damn, that's what they was talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All of them. freaking streets of.
But I do feel like it's a hidden message opposed to just saying wet ass pussy.
Right. I'm so slow though sometimes, because like the song, put it in your mouth.
No clue. Mm-hmm. I was singing that.
I didn't know what they were talking about. But you can lick it, you can suck it, you can taste it.
You know who was nasty as a child. Look at Andrew saying all the words.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff I appreciate, because I got to think about it. WAP, you don't have to think about nothing. They didn't lay it off. So that's my only, as a mom of 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds, yo, I can't listen to that with them. I don't even want them to listen to that. They came and told me about it.
Be embarrassed.
That song. Where y'all hear that song at? Did you see the video? Like, I know. Mm-hmm.
But you see, they got the kids bop version.
Yeah, well, I got
some chores in this house.
Wow.
I don't want to be
serious, Gloria.
That's what they said. Yeah. I hear it.
There's some chores in this house.
Yeah. Hey.
I clean them up.
Can I say something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How we getting L'Oreal on the real?
Come on now, let's go
for that.
Listen, they fronting on your girl, and let me tell you something. If they don't put me on the rail, I'm gonna make another show. We gonna call it The Fake, and it's gonna be me. It's gonna be us four right here. We just gonna shade, but we gonna shade everybody the whole entire show. Who's down?
So we gonna smile in their face, and right after they leave.
Okay, well, Freya, you have my vote 100%.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I think they're making the announcement soon, so.
They are.
Let's see.
And if it ain't me, we going to LA. It's going to be some problems for Jeannie, Lonnie. It's going Adrian, what's good? I'm coming.
Yes. But no, I think that you would be great there. You would shake it up, and, you know, you have a voice and an opinion. I'm so like,
you.
You know, I love seeing Angela, you doing your thing, Gigi, you doing your thing. It's like so great to see Black women younger than me just like killing it. Y'all out here killing it. Every morning, L'Oreal, we listen to you as I drive, when I used to drive my kids to school, but not so much anymore. My kids love your voice.
That's so cool.
You know L'Oreal's a rapper.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm, so I started as a rapper.
They're waiting for your voice. And you know, you give the tea on the people that they all know about. So
yeah.
I'm so dope. Yeah, y'all are doing great things. Proud of y'all.
I'm so glad I ain't never say nothing bad about you. I wouldn't though, because I love you. But what if they was listening and you was like, you know, Giselle done busted it open for her ex-husband? They would have been like, Ma, no.
But listen, we'll be watching too on the season for you as well. So we are happy for you that you work things out.
You're
you know,
our
I
favorite.
Do feel like sometimes favorite. You guys time apart from somebody can help you grow closer to them in the end. You know, people do change, grow up, and realize the mistakes that they made in the past. So I'm glad that you guys were able to work through that. I think that's dope.
Yeah. It's not for everybody, but you know, when the love is there, why not?
And tell him if he messed up, we're going on every morning show and we're gonna drag him.
Listen, so we're in Atlanta, so we'll pull up to the church.
We better
leave him alone.
Gigi, you know, you got it on lock in Atlanta, you don't want no problem. Well,
listen, we gonna get information for Giselle.
Right. Don't let none of them girls be trying to come up, oh, this happened, we did this, we need to, you know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it clean.
Giselle, you're not trying to leave us on the show, are you?
No. Okay, so I said when I first started, I was going to give it 5 years. So we just did season 5. And now I'm like, y'all got to fire me because I'm just going to...
Right, that part.
You like, hey, y'all.
You and your group, we really get to see your real personality, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't fake it. Like, I can't pretend like I'm something and somebody that I'm not. Because that don't ever last long and never works out well for the person that's trying to do it. So I'm just, you know, I'm just
you
me.
Always make me laugh, yo. When y'all was in on the vacation and you was like, I'm not going with them bitches. I'm about to go do what I want to go do with my friend. Like, you was like, no, she going to be a while. It's going to take a while. Y'all might as well just go. You ain't want to go to that bullshit.
No, I'm not.
You did not. Your face be so funny as soon as you don't want to do nothing. You like, who's going there? I'm not going.
And I do enjoy watching you fix up your house, too. I think that's dope.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, can I talk about that for 5 seconds?
Absolutely.
The corona hit my house. So, when corona hit, I was on a steady pace. Like, my West Wing was about to be done, beautiful, and the corona hit, and my workers were gone. They were ghosts. So, now they're back, but all the material, like, me getting wood, me getting sheetrock, me getting the electrical stuff and the plumbing, it's on short order. Like, things that would normally order take 2 days, it takes months.
Wow.
I don't know when this house is going to be done. Y'all just pray for me.
Yes, we will.
Well, it's looking good so far. I thought you was pretty much finished.
Yeah.
The parts we've seen.
No, I had a whole extension built. It's a two-story for me. So upstairs
that's
is like
fire, because I ain't never hear that. Once you was like, I got my two-story master bedroom, I was like, okay, sis.
Okay, fantastic.
Yes. It's trying to, like, that closet behind you, I'm so confused by that, them shoes. I see a couple of things I want to wear. But yeah, so hopefully it will be done before the end of the year, before December. Mm-hmm.
Well, congrats on that. I know how amazing that is when you have a house and you get to build it to what you like. That's what whenever every house I bought, I've done that too. So I know that's really quite a project, but when you're done, it feels so good.
Yes. I didn't know that, Angela. That's amazing. And it takes patience. My mother was like, don't do that. You don't have the patience for that. Don't get tired.
It never happens when you think it's going to be done. It's never done on time, and it never costs what they say it's going to cost.
No. I'm going to be broke. Gonna be broke forever.
Oh, no, you think you're gonna be Robin's what's it called, matron of honor?
Maid of honor.
I'm so into that whole Robin and Juan. I was all up into the engagement. I was all up into buying the ring. I'm acting like it's my wedding.
Damn,
like, you know, it's to see their story and their journey has been so inspiring and so much fun. And, you know, the love that they have for each other is just like, we need to hold ourselves accountable. Women have decided a long time ago, we don't do ride or die no more. Like, we ride or die is like not what we
do. Ben said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. Yeah.
The word die is involved. I'm not dying for nobody. Okay. I'm
gonna ride. I give you a ride, but that's
I'm gonna ride and live.
Need a ride? It's Uber.
Right. Robin is ride or die. She is unconditional. Like, she is a bigger woman than me, because ain't no way that I would have been able to get married to a man and let him move back in the house because he still wants to be with his kids. Like, where they do that? So just to see their journey is amazing. I think people are really going to appreciate them so much more.
It's okay. That's good. I never thought they would get to that point. So
yeah, I feel like the two women that they kind of shame the most on the show for their relationships got the strongest relationships right now, which is so crazy.
Right. So they need to back up off me. Okay.
Word on the street. All right,
well, thank you again, Giselle. I know we kept you over. They're like, you got to wrap, but we appreciate you for checking in for the first time on Lip Service. Now that you're comfortable with us, next time we're going to go even harder.
Yeah. Talk about threesomes and some more stuff. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Next time.
Love y'all.
Thank you.
Love you. Thank you.
Bye.